you listened to the introduction, it reminded us that all the readings today talked about the work of the Spirit and how the apostles are bringing the Spirit to the people because they're continuing to be changed by the message of Jesus. In the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Philip, Peter, and John are out touching and healing, preaching and praying over the people of Samaria, and they're changing their ways. They're embracing this person, Jesus. And the good news of Jesus and his life and mission is spreading amongst the people. Philip is healing them, calling out evil spirits. He's curing all their illnesses. And the apostles are hearing about this, so they send Peter and John because the people had accepted the word of Jesus, and now they come and pray over them and send the Spirit upon them to come and energize them for ministry. In a few moments, we'll celebrate baptism, bringing this child into a relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, pointing him in a direction to follow Jesus Christ, to take his words to heart, to be energized by his Spirit and confirmation, to be strengthened by the Eucharist and First Communion, so that he can follow and witness Jesus to others. Yesterday, you know, John Goff, our parishioner, was ordained a permanent deacon for service in our Catholic faith, for service here at St. Joseph. John heard the call of Jesus. He studied and embraced the gospel. And the bishop laid hands on him, just like we heard in the first reading over the people of Samaria, calling on the Holy Spirit to energize him for ministry. He calls on the Holy Spirit to consecrate John to go out and preach and teach, to bury and baptize, to pray with those in need. But the part that's most impressive at the ordination rite is when the bishop takes the book of the Gospels, and ours is much prettier than the one they used, just making sure you're listening. Bishop takes the book of the Gospels and hands it to John, and he says to John, "Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you have become, whose herald you have become." And then he says, "Believe what you read, teach what you believe, practice what you teach." Those are good words for all of us, because from the moment of our baptism, we were given the Word of God. To study, to learn, to follow, to embrace, to witness. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, practice what you teach. That's why we give the book of the Gospels at ordination. It's what happens when we celebrate baptism. When our young people are confirmed, we give them their own Bible so they have one to study and read and to take to heart. These words of direction are great for all of us to read the gospel, to believe the gospel, to teach the gospel, to take it to heart, and to live it in love. And if we listened carefully to the gospel, isn't that exactly what Jesus says to us? He says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." The commandments come to us from the Word of God in Scripture. He tells us the Holy Spirit will come to us as an advocate. The Spirit will fill us with energy and truth. We need the spiritual energy and the truth to witness the good news of Jesus, to witness his example of love. Jesus says, "Stay connected to me. Take to heart my words. Receive my love. Receive my inspiration. Receive my commandments and live them in love." And we know living those words in love starts at baptism. It's why we sign ourselves with the holy water. It's why I take so much time throughout Easter to sprinkle you with the holy water every week. So that we remember we want the words of God, the words of Jesus in our hearts. So today let us pray. Let us remember we are all called to listen to Jesus, to internalize his words, to be nourished by his body and blood, to be energized by his spirit, and to live his commandment of love in faith. Amen? Amen. Amen.